Welcome back to a new episode of Conversations with Friends. Oh my God. We have a new setup again today. It's like just grading up. Is that English?
Upgrading.
Yo. I feel like I'm sitting very like hunched. Anyways.
How are you?
I'm good. I got a new haircut.
I know. Slay.
Yeah, well, it was like...
New me?
Today looks a bit like a poodle because... Yes, no. 2 days ago, I got a cut. And you know how the hairdresser just always nails it? Like,
And you style it yourself and it looks like shit.
Yeah. And they're just like, I literally copied everything he was doing and it just looked different. And I was like, why? So I guess I'm just going to be a poodle for the next couple of months.
But your hair's crazy curly.
I know.
Like, your natural
hair. Yeah. Everyone was asking me if I got like a perm. And I was like, no, that's my natural hair. But I just never I just never put like you have to put, like styling cream and stuff in it, so it stays like curled.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have like waves because I always just brush it and just never put anything.
Do you have a diffuser?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
So like you have to like know how to take care of curls, which I didn't know before, and I never really wanted to have curls, so yeah. It's just like not really thinking about it. And now I'm just releasing my inner curl.
You're embracing your natural
curl girl.
No, I remember in Australia you always straighten your hair. It was like flat.
No, it wasn't. I didn't straighten it. It was like a permanent straightening.
What?
Remember?
I didn't know that.
So like, I always had hair like this, and I hated it. And I was like, I want to have straight hair because you always want what you can't have. And then I got like a permanent, permanent like straightening. So my hair was like flat and like straight. So, like when I was in Australia, it was like the in between. Like it was already kind of grown up, but it was still straight. But when you firstly get it, your hair, I don't know if I have any photos left, but it's like thin.
Is it like keratin?
It's like a keratin
thing.
Straightening.
Yes. My mom always does it in Brazil.
Yeah, my mom was always like, why are you doing this to your hair? And I was like, oh, I hate my curls. And now I'm like, why did I do that to my hair? It was like 200 euros as well. Yeah. It was like all I spent my like pizzeria money on. Like I worked in a pizzeria just to afford a hair straightening. And I'm just like, now I'm just releasing like my natural hair. Even my mom was like, did you get a perm? And I was like, no, it's my natural hair.
Like it's we're not used to it. That's why it's so crazy to see.
I'm not used to it either. I was like looking in the mirror. I was like, Sean, I look so weird. And he was like, no, you just have to get used to it.
That's
and
so
I was
cute
like,
though. I like it.
Yeah. Like when he did it, it looked really nice because it looked like really wild. This is more like girly curly. You know what I mean? Like it's like a different kind of curl. I don't know what
when
he did.
Did it?
Yeah, like when he did it was more like rough, like kind of wild, messy. Yeah. And when I did it, like I said, it looks like
you have to
like a little angel.
Shake it out.
I was like shaking it around and stuff, but I don't know. I have to like get different styling products because I just got like €2 like fucking hairspray
DM
and stuff.
So yeah.
Just don't have the money. What was that?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways. What are your gem of the weeks? Gems of the week. Oh my God, I can't speak today.
So I thought about it this morning and it's a really random one. So because I moved into my new apartment, I've been going to IKEA a lot.
You didn't know, Carol moved.
And you know when you go to IKEA, you always have something at the end when you leave.
Oh my God.
Food wise.
Yeah. Are you teasing like
No, so my gem of the week is the IKEA hot dog.
Oh my God.
But the vegan one.
Have you a vegan one?
Yes.
I tried the vegan köttbullar one before.
As if I would eat the meat.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know, like for the IKEA hot dog, like maybe, you know, just
they have
skip
a vegan one and it's so fucking good. You should see me when I go there. I literally use the 1 euro to the max.
Pumping the mustard on the sausage.
Like I put so much sauce and then with the love the IKEA shallots. Pickles and the crispy shallots.
Yeah. So
like,
good.
It's like falling out, you know? I went there with Clara and she was just like so moderate and like nice with the toppings.
Yeah.
You should have seen mine.
Give it all to me. Yeah. I would probably do the same.
It's so good. I had 3 of them. Ooh. And they're 3 euros.
I mean, it's crazy that they're still 1 euro because I was like, inflation's not happening in IKEA.
But I was actually thinking about this. It's been around for such a long time, the 1 euro thing. Yeah. I don't think they will ever change it because then people like will be like,
what
the fuck?
Like the McSunday and McDonald's.
Is it 1 euro still? £1.10?
Oh my God, they added 10 cents. They can't do that. I think it's also one of those things. It's like 1 euro. People go there because it's 1 euro.
Exactly.
It's like one of those branding things. Like if you change that, then it's like, oh, now it's 1.50. I'm not
exactly.
Gonna get it.
Yeah. So I don't know. They would probably lose some customers, including me.
But I feel like you could also eat 3 of those hot dogs. Like one hot dog is like not filling at all.
I went to IKEA the other day again and then I had one and it actually like just increased my hunger. It didn't like it just, you know, it made
it's like
me
having
hungry.
One scoop of ice cream, it doesn't like satisfy you. You have to have more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, when I went there for the, like, when I went there with one of our friends, I had three.
Nice. Three, what do you call it? Three times the charm?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was very satisfied after.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I'm team, like, the Kerbula.
I haven't had it, the vegan one.
Oh, my God. It tastes exactly like the normal one. I don't know if we both did this. It tastes like the normal one. I haven't had it in a while, but, like, I got it when I moved
to. But do you, like, get it with the sauce?
I get it with the spätzle.
Oh, fries. My God.
I can't remember, actually. But, yeah, with the sauce, of course. You have to get it with the sauce. It comes with, like, the mushroomy sauce and stuff.
Yeah, but, like, is it fries?
I think you can choose between fries or spätzle.
Like the...
like the pasta German thing. Pasta. Yeah. For everyone who's not German, what spätzle is, it's kind of like a...
Yeah, because you were like...
It's kind of like a spätzle. German gnocchi, don't you think? Like, it's like a German version of gnocchi.
I would say it's more like German pasta.
Okay, but, like, the consistency, because it's like potato... Isn't it like
potato? Yeah, okay,
like
true. It's more potato. Thick? Yeah, it's potato pasta, I think.
Anyways, but, yeah, I'm team Kerbula.
So good. I haven't had it before. I haven't, like, the normal one, yeah. But the plant-based one, I haven't had it.
It literally tastes exactly.
1 year or two.
The Kerbula.
Four little balls.
Oh, four little balls. I was like, the whole dish? That would be like, why would you get the hot dog then?
So, okay, to round this up, actually, talk.
Have you this had episode is about IKEA food.
And have you had the Ovo Maltine, like, cake?
Oh, no, it's Toblerone.
It's
Toblerone.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Fucking insane.
You can get it at Edeka. You can get the frozen version at Edeka. It's so
what
good.
I used to get is, like, I actually got it for my birthday as well. Like, one jar is the pickles for the hot dogs. I can just eat them like this.
You got that as a birthday present?
Like, a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I treated myself.
Oh, okay. Now I'm going to write that down for next birthday present.
So fucking
IKEA
good.
Pickles. Only the ones from IKEA or just, like, in general?
I'm a very big pickle fan. But the IKEA pickles, probably because there's so much sugar in it. Yeah. That's really good. But anyways.
Whatever. It's.
What's your gem of the week?
Mine is an app. It's really random because I never get apps, but it's an app that a friend of mine recommended to me. It's called, I have to look it up again because I keep forgetting. It's like 28, it's like a really shitty name, to be honest. It's called 28 Period Tracker and Fitness. Not even 28 days. It's called 28 Period Tracker and Fitness.
Okay.
It's a really random name, but it's like it's a period tracker that tracks your period and sends you, depending on your cycle, shows you different workouts. So, you know, when you're in your winter phase, you should only do, like, slow workouts and, like, Pilates and yoga, or, like, just yoga, I guess. And then, like, when you're, like, in your summer phase, you should do more, like, high intensity workouts. Mm-hmm. And it, like, gives you free workout, like, online workouts, depending on your cycle.
Nice.
And yeah, my friend showed it to me and I was like, oh, that's so cool. Because I keep thinking about that all the time. Like, when I, like, know my cycle or, like, trying to understand my cycle more, I really want to tune in, like, what workouts I do as well. Because sometimes I can really feel it. Like when I go to cycling, for example, I measure with that.
I never go cycling when I'm about to get my period.
Yeah, sometimes when I about to get my period and I don't know yet because I still haven't got my period for that long. So sometimes it's a bit like weird.
But delayed.
But then I think it was a few weeks ago, I went there and I had so little energy. I was I couldn't do it. And then today, for example, I was pumping. I was like, yay! Mm-hmm. I mean, it also depends on what you ate, how you slept, all these. Yeah.
Everything.
But it's just cool because it also gives you free online workouts as well for everyone who doesn't want to pay for a gym or for workout classes, which are expensive. So yeah, I can recommend that app.
Nice.
I can get the link.
28 Period Tracker. No.
Yeah. It's called 28 Period Tracker and Fitness.
Oh, okay.
It's
nice.
Such a random name. I don't know why they didn't just call it Flow or
Flow. No, I actually have a period app that's called Flow.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought of it. But something just simple, you know, it's such a long name, but it also has good ratings on Apple Store.
Well, why 28? Oh, yeah, because your cycle is 20. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a bit long, though.
Yeah. Anyways, we're not judging the name.
I would call it PF.
PS. But that sounds like some chemical solution or something.
Yeah, okay, true.
Doesn't sound
anyways. So today's topic is, drumroll, breakups.
We love it, don't we?
Yeah, we love them. No, it's an important topic, I guess, just in general. Everyone goes through them. Everyone.
Yeah, everyone either went through one, is going through one, or will go through one. So
this is for you.
Unless you're hiding yourself in your room and trying to avoid people, but we also wouldn't recommend that. So yeah, I mean, I think it's actually really nice that we're talking about this because I remember when I was going through a breakup, I was listening to so many of those podcasts just because I wanted to feel heard and that people are going through the same thing. So I guess even if you're not going through a breakup, maybe for future reference. Like,
maybe it's nice to get some comforting advice.
Yeah, and just talking about something that's, I think, yeah, we're all going through and everyone experienced in a different way as well.
And I guess just like in general, it's really important to know that periods, oh my God. And breakups are so fucking strange. Like, I swear, like, one day you're like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm finally back again. And then, like, 1 week after, you're like, just crying. Yeah. And, like, crying your balls. Like, oh my God, I can't. I wanted to say crying your balls out.
Kind of like that, well, actually.
No, just like crying and just being so sad. And I think it's important to know that it's normal. And like breakups and like the healing from breakup is like a process. It's like nothing linear. It's like sort of like a wave. It has ups and downs.
Yeah.
And so
you can't predict it as well, I feel like.
Yeah. So like today, like we said, wanted to talk about breakups, like, because we like just chatting a bit about our relationship status. And then we also got some Instagram messages.
I was asking answers on the Instagram for breakup advice from you guys. So it's not just us giving advice, but also like what you guys are thinking. And we thought we would read them out loud and discuss what we think about that solution. There's obviously not one solution to a breakup, but I think there's definitely ways to go about it and that can help you heal, or like just in general, give you comfort to listen to, or things that we did to like find back to yourself as well.
Yeah, there's like no universal, like, yeah, how do you say, solution to a breakup? Like, going, everyone grieves differently, everyone heals differently. And so, but just in general, to have some kind of like general advice for you, and then you can just do whatever you want.
Because I think when you go through a breakup, you just want someone to tell you what to do, whether you're on this side of the one breaking up or on the other side, like being broken up to. Yeah. You just want someone to like take your pain away, which we obviously can't do for you. But I think it's nice to just feel like it is community of people that is heartbroken. No, but like, I also think it really aligns with what you said. It is kind of like a grieving process. Like, it is kind of like you are letting go of a person in your life. It is like a mini death of a person. Obviously, like, you know, they're still alive, but it depends on.
It's not a literal death.
Yeah.
It's like an emotional death, basically.
Yeah. It's an emotional death. And I think so, yeah, you can kind of compare the process with grieving a little bit. And I think with the same thing with grieving as well, I think it's really important to have, yeah, some advice, people on your side. And yeah, we're just trying to give you some guidance today.
Guidance.
So what are our relationship statuses?
You tell me, Teresa.
It's like Facebook. So I'm currently dating in a relationship. I don't know, like, I feel like English speaking people say dating and I'm always confused about like, are you in a relationship or are they just dating?
I think both.
I'm in a relationship, basically.
You're in the relationship dating someone.
Yeah. And the person's actually sitting in the room, but he can't hear us because he's wearing headphones. Lovely Sean over there. He's also editing the podcast. Anyways, but yeah, I'm in a relationship. It was quite funny though, because was it last year? No, we broke up for like, a few months.
Last year.
Yeah, we broke up for a few months. I was heartbroken. I was devastated. I thought I'm going to die. And then we got back together. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but I can still talk about the perspective of a breakup because I feel like in those months that I went through a breakup, I still thought, like, yeah, I had some hope that we would get back together, but I also, like, tried to heal myself so I don't get my expectations up. Mm-hmm. So I can still say something, I think, to the process of being heartbroken and how I tried to get back on track and what maybe I could have done differently or maybe what's your status?
Yes, my status.
what's your situation?
Complicated. No.
Is it always?
I just got out of a 3.5 year relationship at the beginning of this year. And I would say that I'm still sort of like, it's been like 1.5 months or like a bit more.
No, it's been like,
I guess. Yeah. Or something like that. But I would say that I still, like I said in the beginning, breakups are weird. They're strange. And so I'm still sort of in that phase where I'm like, you know, kind of moving up and down the wave. Surfing on the wave. I guess it's just normal and it's fine to go through that. But I definitely like learned a lot in that kind in like in those last weeks. And also before the breakup, I also had a lot of time to think and reflect and stuff. And what I think in general is like, because like Teresa was broken up with and I was the person.
Someone left me.
No, and I was the person to break up with someone. Yeah. So I think we can both kind of like talk a little bit about like our view on this.
Yeah. I mean, I also broke up with people before, but like, I feel like this was like the first time I actually like was devastated, like emotionally. Yeah. Before it was like, I was sad, but you know, when you're like dating with 17, you're like sad for a week and then you're like, I'm just going to hook up with some other random guy.
Like, it was like my first ever serious relationship.
Yeah.
And so like beforehand with like, I don't know, 17 or something, I had like one boyfriend for like 2 weeks or something. It wasn't even a relationship.
Did you like break up over WhatsApp or something?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, good times.
Don't do that.
So it was my first ever relationship with someone, serious relationships involving feelings, emotions, and like, you know, living together. And so it was just something so like unfamiliar for me, like just breaking up with someone. And like also I feel like those feelings are still very unfamiliar. Like obviously I've had a broken heart before, but not in that kind of sense. Like just you've been with someone for so long and kind of got emotionally attached to that person and then you break up. So like I would say that I'm still very like unfamiliar with those feelings, and like it's sometimes really difficult to understand them and also to understand myself, why am I feeling this way. But I guess it's just all really important to, especially in those times, it doesn't matter if you're broken up with or if you break up with someone, to like, you know, have compassion with yourself and just be gentle. That's some like one piece of advice I can give you, like I can give to you, my English today. So yeah, just like be gentle with you in the process. Obviously be gentle with the other person as well. But yeah, like I don't want to go too much into the breakup, obviously. Like I sort of want to keep it a little bit general as well. But what I can say from my experience, like the hardest thing, obviously, like we said, it's an emotional death. And so the hardest thing sometimes is, you know, the process of letting go. Like, because sometimes when you get so attached and like your heart is involved as well, like it's so, so difficult to let go of someone and like also let go of the memories that you've had with someone. And then it's like, oh my God, do I really want to do this? And like just all of those feelings get mixed into that. And then, yeah, into that decision. But yeah, letting go of that person is really strange, especially like when, for example, when you still love someone, like really, really deep, like dearly, but then like you realize that it's not, you know, like the relationship is obviously beautiful and you've learned, I'm like out of breath right now.
Yeah.
You've learned heaps of stuff in it and like you're really, really grateful for the time that you've had. But when you come to that point where you actually have to decide for yourself, okay, like do I really want to stay in this relationship or do I have to like choose myself? And then, so I would say like in that decision, I like had a lot of time to reflect and to think, and it was so, so difficult. But then in the end, I'm really, really glad and actually also proud of myself that I put myself first and made that decision, because I don't think it's a really difficult, like it's a really difficult decision, sorry, to break up with someone and break someone's heart.
I think it's also what just came to my mind, just that when you are the one breaking up, I feel like the process beforehand is really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Like I swear when you like break up with someone, you think about it like months before. You're like, just, it comes up this feeling and then it's going to get better and then you forget about it and then it keeps on crawling back to you.
Yeah.
And I think for the person being broken up with, if they're like not really like aware that this is happening, like for example with me when I was broken up, it came out of the blue for me, it's harder afterwards. It's still hard for you afterwards, but I think because you dealt with it so long in your head,
like,
already
I feel like the phases of like healing are very different, like or like processing, because let's say from my perspective and from my point of view, like I broke up with someone, so I had heaps of time to reflect beforehand and sort of process all of it a little bit more, and then break up with someone, and then that process starts for them at that point where they're broken up with. So, and then they start the same process you've had before. But I would say for both parties, it's it's fucking difficult. Like, it doesn't take away from the fact that it sucks. And it's just...
I think also, like, what comes with, like, long-term relationships is not just, like, the emotional aspect, but also the fact that, like, you have to change... A lot of times you have to change aspects in your life as well. Like, if you live together or if you have, like, the same friend groups or if you maybe work together or whatever it is, like, there's some aspect where that person will be creeping back to you and you think, like, oh, you cut them off, but then they're, like, situations where you have to reach out to them again and it's, like, really hard. Like, for me, it was... sometimes because I was like broken up with and it was like I didn't expect it and I was like so devastated. It was like little situation, like everyone knows, you just walk through the streets and there's like a cafe that you always went to, like memories where they still will be coming back at you. So I think that kind of slows down the process, but I think it's also important to like don't label those things. And like
I swear, like when you talk about this, like actually I sort of had the struggle before, like in my decision as well. I was like, my mind kept saying like, oh, like you live together. Like, what are you going to do with all the, like with all your things? Or like, what's going to happen? Like, you know, like with your friends, and is it going to be weird? Like, you don't want it to be weird because you have so many like mutual friends and you're also like friends together. So it's like all of those things kind of creep up on you and you're like, fuck, should I really like do this? Is this the right decision? But
and then I also feel like this whole discussion about like what love is like one that is always in the back of my head. How like, for example, I read All About Love and we talked about this in this love episode. And like, she's basically talking about like how you have to nourish a person and like how you have to be like work for this relationship to work. And like how you have to like love is not just like a feeling, but it's also like an action and like being together in a relationship. You both have to really make it work. And but then there's also the aspect of like, I don't know, like when you're in your 20s, maybe everything, like you feel the emotions and everything, da 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 da. But then people are telling you, oh no, it's going to be fine. Like you just have to work through it, da 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 da. But then it's also like, I think you just have to make the decision of, do I want to be in a relationship right now or not? Because I think when we were younger, it was always like, love conquers everything. Like if you love each other, then everything else will be fine. But it's actually like, especially in your 20s, where you still have to navigate your own life and yourself. And like where you want to be in life, you're still finding yourself. I think it's really hard to make the decision of like, do I want to spend that time with the person and like try to like actually nurture this relationship? Or do you love that person still, but you just feel like you don't have the mental capacity or the time or capacity or, you know, for a relationship right now. And I think that's also very, very good and very adult-like to say, okay, I'm not going to stay in this relationship because I think we both need time apart to figure ourselves out.
Yeah. And like, obviously it always depends in what's like phase.
Yeah, no, of course.
Life.
You could also be cheated on and stuff.
No. I'm just saying that like, it always depends what phase in your life you're in. Like, when you're in your 20s, it's more likely that sometimes people don't want to be in relationships or like relationships end because one of them wants to like work on themselves or like figure their life out. So, and also you were saying like, that's actually one really kind of hard truth. Like apart from like, you know, that letting go of someone is really fucking hard. Another thing that I learned is that sometimes like, especially when you're like, I guess in your 20s and you really want to sort of navigate your life, you're trying to navigate your life. Like you're trying to figure out what the fuck you want. That sometimes like love isn't enough, you know, when you're like younger and you're like, oh my God, I'm so in love with this person. Like I want to be with them forever and stuff. And it just seems so like infinite. But then when you, as you grow older and maybe it, like for my, in my situation, like when you're in your 20s, you start being like, okay, like, do I really want this right now? Or do I like want to work on myself and just kind of figure myself out? So I think that's really, really important. And also to know that it's totally okay. So if you're like, doesn't matter like what point in your life you are, if you decide and if your heart wants that you don't feel like being in the relationship anymore because you want to work on yourself, that's so valid and like it's so okay. And that was the same thing for me, and I like realized it like that I just lost what I'm
Yeah, you're like looking in the corner. You're like, I realized that actually I didn't realize anything.
No, because like obviously when I look back, like when I look back on it, the relationship gave me so much. Like I learned heaps and like I'm so grateful and I'm so lucky to have experienced all those feelings and to like actually have experienced someone to love me. And like for that, I'll be eternally grateful. But I just like in that sense, I had the choice between relationship and myself. And I was like, okay, like,
just do I choose myself or do I choose the partner?
So like, I feel like for whoever is like sort of in that struggle as well, and they're like sort of struggling whether or not to stay in a relationship, I think it's just really important to, even if you love the other person so much, it always goes back to yourself. Like, you need to do what you want to do and because it's your life. And in the end, you don't like want to regret anything just because you didn't want to hurt somebody else.
I think also realizing that your decisions are not necessarily infinite. Like, like I came back together with my boyfriend. Doesn't necessarily have to happen. But I think we just remember that what will be, will be. Like, I know that sounds so shitty. If you're in the situation of a breakup, you're probably just like, no, like, I'll never be fine again. But actually, like, what is supposed to be will happen. And I think it's either the path that you will choose to just go by yourself, or you meet another person, or like whatever. Or you'll maybe come back together in like 10 years from this time, if it's meant to be, you know. But maybe it's just not the right time right now. And just, I don't know where I heard this from. I think maybe it was a movie, but some person was saying, like, maybe you have the right person, but like maybe sometimes the right person doesn't come in the right time.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's so true. And I think it doesn't necessarily mean that you'll never have that person again. But maybe in that time where you are, that right now this person's not meant to be with you, that is okay. And you should just accept that and let that person go. Because otherwise you're just going to hold on to this image of a relationship that doesn't nurture either one of you.
Yeah.
And I think it's also like what you said with the growing and the learning. I think that's such a vital part. That's like, I look back on my breakup phase now and I actually have to say that I did so much like growth, or like I grew so much in that breakup time, because I was like so sad and I wanted to like get through this. So I like really tried to heal and look inward and like do the work. And I think obviously there's probably things I could have done better or like whatever, but I think I really had time to myself to think about my emotions. And I think looking back, I did a lot of mental growth in that time. So I think you can learn a lot from relationships, but you can also learn a lot from your breakups.
No, I also think that like the how do you say the phrase, or like, oh, like the fear of not finding someone like that like ever again. I feel like it's just kind of wrong to say this, because obviously you're never going to find the same person again. Like, you know,
you
like,
don't want to. I mean, that's the reason you broke up.
It's also really important to know, or at least that's what I think, that in life, for every phase in your life, the universe or whatever you believe in sends specific people for you, and like that kind of benefit you in some sort of way. So for me, I think it was just really important for me at that phase of my life to actually, because I think the universe sent this person to me, because beforehand I always had really bad experiences with guys and I never really felt appreciated and loved, and like I never really was loved by someone. Like, I was loved by my relationship. So I think the universe...
You're loved by your family, like...
Yeah, no.
You mean like by a man or like the romantic relationship.
Yes. Yeah. The romantic way. So I think the universe kind of sent that person to me to actually make me experience those kind of feelings now that I look back to it. So like the saying, oh, I will never find this person ever again. Like, obviously, and you have to make your peace with it, because
you won't.
You know,
you won't find the same person. You will find a person though again that will love
you. Yeah, no, but like it will obviously, like that kind of person will be different.
Oh, yeah.
But they will be different, like good different.
Yeah, there will be what you need in that aspect. Then.
Exactly.
Like, you will always not need, I don't think you need a person, but they will be right in that time. And I think also what my friend Luna was saying, she sent us like this voice message before this episode. She's like, I have something to add because she also broke up with her boyfriend. I feel like all her friends just broke up at the same
time.
There
was breakup season in the air.
Yeah.
And there was something in the air.
Sean, my boyfriend, was just like, are you going to break up with me as well? And I was like, no, I won't.
Don't worry,
but like,
Sylvie.
I was literally the only one that was single, and then all of my girlfriends broke up with their boyfriend, and then I was the only one in a relationship. Anyways, but she was saying as well, which I think is really true, is to remember that there was a time before that person where you were happy, and that that will be a state that you will be in again. Like, time will heal all wounds. I know this is such a random like saying that everyone says, but it is so true with breakups. I think it is really just like reminding yourself that it will be fine in the future. Even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment, you will be fine again. And I think there's this one moment, I don't know if everyone is different, but where you feel like after your healing path and you felt sad, where slowly life comes back and you can slowly be happy mm-hmm. again. And honestly, I feel like that's the most amazing feeling ever, where you feel like you can slowly let go of the other person and slowly be yourself again and find back to yourself and be happy again.
You will get that. Like, yeah. Honestly, I think I always, when I hear that, like, because we've been hearing that kind of phrase, like time heals all wounds, our whole lives, I would like to make some changes to that. Like, obviously, in like inherently that phrase is correct, but I wouldn't say that it always, because sometimes when something has really like emotionally hurt you a lot, like over time, you will be better, like with like better in handling it. Maybe you like the pain will never, like the pain will never ever
go
away. That's
true. I mean, there's also trauma. So like,
yeah. But like, maybe the pain will never ever go away. Or if it was like your first big love, like you won't ever get those feelings away. Like, if you really, 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 really loved someone, you won't be like, oh, like maybe if, I don't know, you got cheated on or something. But like, those kind of feelings, in my opinion, they sort of never really fade away. But like, in a different kind of way. So if I say like, oh, I had my first love, I really, really loved him, blah, 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 I'm not going to be like, oh, I...
Yeah, no, they will always...
hold and be like, oh, I fucking hate this person. Obviously, yeah. Depends on the situation. I'm just speaking for myself. So, yeah, like, just time heals our wounds is partly correct. It's just like, you will be better in handling it over time.
Yeah.
It will get easier. That's just what...
You'll have scars, but you'll be... okay with the scars that you have.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I think you will not feel exactly the same as when you were broken up with. I feel like you'll just still have those traumas from it, but I think you'll learn how to live with it, and like, you will be happy again, I think. Mm-hmm. Like, I do believe that you can find happiness again, and it's okay as well to be happy again. Like, I feel like that's what she was saying as well, because she was the one breaking up with someone as well. I remember we had like a concert, and she was like, oh my God, I'm feeling so happy right now. I feel so guilty. And I was like, why are you feeling guilty? She was like, I'm just going through a breakup. Shouldn't I be sad? And I was like, bro, like, no, you're allowed to be happy. Like, you're allowed to have those moments. And there will also be moments where you probably will feel sad again. And you should not be ashamed of your emotions, whether that's being sad or being happy. Like, I thought that was such a sad thing that she thought she has to be sad right now, you know? So yeah, allow yourself to feel all kinds of emotions, I think, as well.
Yeah, and something like that I was I went in really deep is like a quote that sort of stuck with me was like, oops.
We're like not speaking in the
I think we've had this chat before about like the quote like, oh, you can't love someone else when you don't love yourself. I think we've talked about this
before. We talked about this in the love episode.
Yeah, because like obviously in a relationship you can sort of like also, you know, start your self-love journey and like kind of together with the other person, like, you know. But what I sort of learned for myself is that sometimes like for that phase in my life, like obviously like love is a really big part. But not love for someone else, but love for myself. And so that's kind of like a priority for me in my phase where I find myself at right now. Like, obviously, love is a very big part of all of our lives, but sometimes not the love for someone else in a relationship, but sometimes you have to choose the love for yourself and focus on, you know, start loving yourself again and learning to love, like, oh my God, learning to love yourself again. Mm. Yeah, that's
also. It's also really important before you get into another relationship is to really learn that you love yourself and like at least try to be content with yourself. Because I do believe as well that if you fully like are not like happy with yourself, then that will also ruin a relationship in the long run. So I think it's really important to do the inner work. And obviously when you're in a relationship, you can have like issues here and there that you will work through together. But I think if you're inherently like really unhappy with yourself, then you should probably be alone right now and figure out why that is. And I think that's also why breakups are so important, because I think it's really a time that you should use to rekindle the relationship with yourself and find back to yourself and really think about, okay, like start dating yourself more, like when you just broke up. So I think a lot of people are trying to like rush into a next relationship. And I think it's really important to take that time to think about why you even broke up in the first place. Like where was you, maybe you also could learn something from, or where can the other person learn something from, and just analyze the situation a bit and sit in that silence, even though it hurts. But I think that silence is really important to just collect your thoughts and your emotions. So don't always just rush to the next party and try to like, you know, like how people just like, I guess there's different ways to handle a breakup, but a lot of people are just also like just trying to distract themselves. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really important to not do that and to sit with yourself and sit in the pain and think about what happened. And yeah, even though that's probably really toxic in the moment and you think it's shitty and you just don't want to do that, I think it's really, really, really partial and like, not partial, really crucial to the healing. Sorry.
Well, no, I actually wrote down like in my notes, I wrote down like some hard truths I found out, like I learned about love. Also kind of going back to what you said before is that no person can fill the void of not loving yourself. So that's kind of really like, how do you say, applied to me. If I look back on it now, this is definitely my kind of sitch, you know. Yeah. That was my sitch. Like I was just
my sitch. My sitcho.
No, I was just obviously like loving being in the relationship, but I don't know, like deep down I sort of had the feeling that I kind of didn't know who I was before. Like who was I again, like other than being in a relationship, you know, like just kind of, I wanted to start being my own person again and not only be kind of, because.
You kind of lost yourself in the relationship, you mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it sounds really negative. I wouldn't say it's that like that negative, but like all in all, I would say I sort of lost myself, like the connection to myself a little bit, because you're giving so much to the relationship. You're giving so much to the other person. You want to make the other person so happy that sort of in that process you lose, you know, trying to make yourself happy. And also something that was bothering me a little bit was that everyone was always kind of making the connection, or like me and the other person. It was never just me. You know, like I was never really in the eyes of other people. I was never really just myself like anymore, which was so fine. But like over time, it kind of built up and I was like, it made me realize that I was like, I sort of want to be my own person again a little bit more. Like I want to be seen as just Carol.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're, you know, having those same feelings, it's okay. And that's like I always have to tell myself, and I was always telling myself it's okay to have those feelings. It doesn't make you like, how do you say, vicious or like toxic or anything. No, it's just
try to like improve. I actually think it's not selfish at all, because I think if you want to work on yourself, you make yourself a better person. And if you work on yourself and become a better person, you also become a better person to the people surrounding you. And that you'll just have this grudge and this hatred within you that you will also share into the world. So I think it's not selfish to want to work on yourself at all.
And also, like, if you can't show up for yourself, like, you can't show up for another person. Like, it's not possible.
Yeah.
Because if you're always giving and giving and giving, like, when are you going to give to yourself?
Yeah.
It's like you have to have a balance between like obviously giving to someone if you're in a relationship, which is such a beautiful thing as well. And you're obviously receiving, but when you always just give and then just forget about yourself, in the end, you'll just be having that void and it doesn't feel too good.
Yeah. So now it's just Carol. No, I definitely know what you mean, though, because I think, yeah, I think you say it's harsh to say you lost yourself in the relationship, but I think it's more just like you lost yourself and being in a relationship didn't really help because you didn't have the time as well to focus, because it is more time consuming to be in a relationship. I think
obviously
you should really take that time when you're single or just got out of a relationship.
Especially
just
when
embrace.
You live together.
Yeah.
Like it's, I think for anyone who's in a relationship right now and you're living together, what I learned is it's so important to kind of differentiate between like your wants and the relationship. Like you need to take time for yourself and also time for the relationship, because in the end, if it just gets mixed up, if you're constantly in the same space, which is so great as well, living together, obviously depends on the person you're living with, but in my experience, it was great. But like over time, you're always in that space and you don't really have that kind of like, you know, like the
setting boundaries for yourself.
Yeah, the boundaries like, okay, this is what I want to do. And this is okay, I'm going to give this to the relationship. And I like, in my experience, I didn't do it that well. So in the end, it was just feeling like, oh, it's just all the relationship all the time, all the time. You're constantly with that person and you didn't really take the time to, you know, just sometimes be with yourself or like to go separate ways. And so definitely keep that in mind if you're looking to, you know, move in together. And
yeah,
that's just one piece of advice.
Definitely. I mean, it's also like you learned from your past relationship that you can now like use in other relationships in the future. And I think that's what you should also keep in mind, is like that you, there was a time and place for this relationship, you learned so much from it that you can like use in future relationships, or even if you're just going to stay single. Like I think there's a lot of talk about like self-partnership at the moment, which I think is super interesting. It's where people decide, like Emma Watson for example, she said she's self-partnered, which is like you literally decide to the world that you don't have a partner because you don't need a partner, you want to be single forever. I'm not saying that's for everyone, but I've seen so many women speaking about this, because, or men as well, because I think it's just this realization of like back in the day, you needed to be in a relationship because it was like you marry, like financial reasons, stuff
it's
like that.
Yes, yeah, a social construct. Yeah. Eyes. It's like who made this up? Like, obviously I think in general, like human beings are social creatures and we sort of need that social contact. But one day, like someone just made this up, like, oh, like someone, you know, like you have to get married and then this happens. And, and then when you don't fit into that box, it kind of feels weird. So I think it's really cool that stuff like that's coming
up. I'm obviously in a relationship, so I love being in a relationship, but I think it's really important to know that it's also okay to be single, because what in the end, you should be happy with or without a person. I think it's like really the relationship of our parents, where it's like they're so scared of being alone.
Yeah.
And I think you don't have to be alone just because you don't have a partner. Like you have friends around you, you have like so many things around you. And I honestly would rather be alone than with a person
that's unhappy in a relationship.
Yeah, than they're unhappy in a relationship. And that's different for everyone and that's okay. But I think it's just like realizing that it's fine to be single and like you don't need another person to fulfill you. And really just, use that time right now, like I said before, to find joy in spending time with yourself.
Start dating yourself.
Yeah. Like I love going to like cafes by myself and
just spending alone time is so good. Like,
yeah. And you'll never figure that out if you're constantly with a person. Like you'll never understand how cool it is to be by yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So
like, I swear, like, I think I have posted this on Instagram once or like, yeah. The longest person that you spend your time, like your life with.
You're literally not talking to the microphone.
Sorry. You're just like talking to the side. No, like the longest person that you
I keep like moving it. You're like, just keep moving away from it. I'm like, okay, sorry. What do you say?
No, like the longest person that you spend your life with is yourself. So literally become your best friend. You know, like don't make your happiness dependent on someone else. And just, it has to come from you. It's your responsibility and not someone else's. Obviously, I think when you're in a relationship, obviously, like, it fulfills you. A relationship shouldn't make, make your happiness. It should, you know, like, be a little.
It should be like you're happy already, but they, like, make the happiness spark a little bit more.
Exactly.
You know?
So, like, you shouldn't look for someone else or, like, a partner to fulfill your need, like, fulfill yourself.
Yeah.
Because I think that's in your own hands.
I think that's why a lot of people also get into, like, you know, these people that just jump from relationship to relationship is because they are so scared of facing their own issues, mm-hmm. and being with someone gives you that, gives you like a purpose.
It also gives you some sort of comfort, obviously.
Yeah. I think that's also like, I listened to a podcast today actually where they talked about like, when you are like in a lost phase, how like women sometimes tend to just be like, I want to have children, because then they can focus their purpose on just on having, else. Being yeah. a mother, and they didn't completely forget their own, okay, not completely, but like can just let go of their own responsibilities or like what they want to do in life. It's just like, and I'm they a
don't,
mother
they,
now.
Like, it, they don't feel bad then, because they're like, oh, it's fine. Like, you I'm know, mother, like my yeah. needs go to the side because yeah, I have to care, yeah, of some, yeah. like, care about someone or care
but
for
never
someone.
Actually figured out what their needs were in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, we're not talking about mothership today. Should I read out some Instagram yes. thingies? Okay, so let's see what people say.
Is it on, it's on your
it's
account,
on
right?
It's on my account, yes. It's on my personal account, but you guys said some funny things. Okay, so one thing, it's a funny one, but I think it's actually still a topic. It's get under someone else. Shout out to you, Iris. You said jokes, but I mean, like, a lot of people think that it might heal you from breakups. What do you think about this?
Well, I would say that it's a nice distraction, obviously, but it can't be your sort of maybe for some people it's part of the process of like, you letting know, kind go, of dealing yeah. with the breakup and letting go, but it shouldn't be the only thing that you're doing to sort of deal with your emotions.
Yeah,
and
no,
things.
Yeah.
You know, like, maybe it's nice to kind of feel that sort of comfort from someone else or like the physical touch and physical closeness, but it shouldn't be like the only way you're dealing with your feelings.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's like nice for your ego a little bit if you, for example, got
it's
broken.
An ego push.
Yeah, if you got broken up with, I think it's nice because it's like it gives you ego push. But like you said, I think it's nice to, not nice, I think it's important to focus on yourself and don't give too much time to another person. Like, still have that time alone. And if you like once in a while hook up with this guy here and there, that's so cool. Like, go for it, girl. But like, you shouldn't just make that your number one purpose. Is like, now I'm going to go on all these things and finding new guys and hooking up with other guys. You should really figure out why you want to do that. Like, why do you want to hook up with other guys? Is it because just for fun and for like the ego, or is it because you actually like are trying to like hide away from what you're going through right now? So I think making that clear, or when you are about to hook up with someone, really make sure, do you really want this right now? Is that giving you any like good emotions, mm-hmm. or is it just like kind of self-destruction? Because I think hooking up with random people can go two ways. Like, it can be really good for you, but it can also be
you can make you
really
it can make you feel shit after.
Yeah,
well. like, oh fuck, what did I do? And yeah, like, just make you feel used as well. So really think about whether you just want it or not. And if you do something that you didn't want or sort of regret, that's fine as well. Yeah. Like, everyone just
we've all been there.
Been there, done that. So it's okay.
Okay. A lot of people said, which I'm just gonna like put as one thing, is to sit with your emotions and really like really sit with your emotions and sit with being sad without rushing.
I wrote that down as well on my list.
To not rush into the healing process straight away, but to actually like take a moment to sit with your pain.
Yeah.
With your pain, to sit with your pain and not to rush into the healing process.
I wrote down feel it to heal it.
Okay. So you agree with what they are saying?
Yes, I absolutely agree. Especially me, like, or in general, I think human beings, like, often they're scared of like negative emotions, but like positive and good emotions, it's important to feel them.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you don't feel them or push them away, they're going to be stored in your body somehow. Yeah. And then it's going to manifest as something else, as maybe like another person that's not good for you or like some sort of physical thing.
I think you're really good with feeling your emotions. I was like thinking, because I think that was one thing I could have done better last time when I was going through a breakup, is I tend to go a lot into like, I'm going to search new hobbies, work, this. And it's good to like distract yourself.
You're looking more for the, how do you say it?
I was really looking into the future. I was like, I wanted to like really get rid of this pain. So I was just like, okay, what can I do to move on? I just really wanted to move on so quickly. Mm-hmm. But sometimes that is like the second step. And the first step is to just acknowledge your pain. And I think I just really wanted to skip that step.
Yeah.
But I think,
I guess that's just a human thing to do.
Yeah. What really helped me to like, cause I think I remember when people were telling me like, sit with your emotions, like, I was like, okay, how do you do that? I think for me it was like just having an outlet to put your emotions, to actually think about what you feel like. And I think that's for me was journaling, because mm-hmm. I really had to like sit with what I feel and just write it down. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helped me. And I was actually looking through my journal today, like my old journals, and like saw like the process of like the breakup till now. And it was like really beautiful to read that again. And like, it's, yeah, I guess I took a lot away from that, and I'm happy I'm not in that space anymore. But yeah, I think whatever it is for you, but like find an outlet that you can like, whether it's writing down, like, I don't know.
Or like, especially because I actually had a really nice chat with two of my friends the other day where I was just, I don't know, I was having this kind of really weird feeling day. And I was like, I'm a kind of person who tends to, I think I got this from my mom.
Don't we all have stuff from our parents? But yeah.
That I don't want to bother people with my problems. Mm. And like obviously, especially my friends. And I don't want to be like, oh, like I'm struggling. And I often tend to want to, how do you say, do it all with myself and like in my head, which can be really toxic. Because like if you're storing all that, like if you're just kind of making it all up with yourself, like, it doesn't work sometimes. You actually, it's really good to, you know, get it out, talk it out with someone, and then, you know, maybe a therapist or your friends, or just in general, getting those kind of feelings out a little bit, or talking about them.
I think depending on how hard it is for you, like how sad you are, I think a therapist or like a person that's not in the situation is always a good idea as well, just to like not make everything, like your whole emotional state, dependent on people in your life. But I think it's really important to have friends and family to talk to. I think the only thing that I would say is when you're going through this time, to always like ask the other person if they have the space for it, which we always say, like, I mean, obviously, like if you just got broken up with and you call your friends, like that's like fine. But I think if it's like a longer, if it's like a longer process, I think you should always just be like, hey guys, do you have time? You know, or like you never know, maybe the other person's struggling with something as well. But I think that's what friends are for as well. And like, yeah, it really helps to just talk to someone about it. They don't necessarily have to give you like the right answers. I think it's just like nice that someone's listening.
Yeah.
So I think that's,
and sometimes they will have the right answers, which you will never know unless you talk to them.
Yeah. I mean, just like, just be forgiving as well if they don't maybe know the right answers, because they never will fully understand your situation, but like, they can just only try. And I think, yeah, it's definitely helpful to chat with like-minded people, like we are doing right now.
What else was on the answers thing?
One person said, run, spend loads of money in skincare, and do yoga classes. Yes,
that's actually the way to go as well. Like one kind of part of the equation is sort of like trying to channel your energy, and it's part of the healing process.
What, spending money on expensive skincare?
Not exactly that, but like,
okay, girls, just, we have the number one solution is just spend all your money.
And then your feelings will go away.
I mean, I guess treat yourself, you know?
That's self-care.
Yeah, I love that it's from a guy as well. He's just like, I mean, don't run necessarily, but I guess,
what
yeah.
What do you mean run? Like, I think maybe
it was just run.
Running.
Spend lots of money. No, I think run. Like, I think he meant it as a joke, but like, we're just taking it very seriously.
Because running helps.
Yeah, it depends. If you like, yeah, I guess.
Just like, you know,
I'm
like
not
sometimes.
A big runner.
But sometimes you're just like, the feeling of like when you really start running like so quickly, like until your like legs hurt, and then you're like really out of breath, and you sort of feel like you've got everything
just
out.
Imagining you like running, that's just, but it actually goes into what other person is saying, is to reinvent yourself and look for new hobbies, for example, sports. I think that's like not the first step. I think that shouldn't be like the first step.
You know, like the I would say there's a breakup cycle. You know, and like, finding a hobby or finding something, it's like obviously like sort of in the middle of the healing process. Shouldn't be like the first thing you do after you break up. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to pottery class now because I just broke up with my boyfriend.
You just got to sit there like crying. Like,
maybe that could help as well. But yeah.
Maybe alone then though, because other people would be like, what the fuck's going on?
But they should understand as well. So fuck that.
I'm just going through a breakup, guys.
I'm just crying.
Oh my God. No, but I think actually that's true in the sense that it really helped me to focus myself on, like, because I didn't have time for that in a relationship. I feel like it was nice to think about what I want to do, like what hobbies I want to do. And like, I really like learned to love Pilates when I was in a breakup, because I was like, okay, I'm going to work out because I knew it also would be good for my mental health. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, what really is fun for me? So I pushed myself at the beginning to go to those workouts. But then in the end, it was like, I wanted to go to those workouts because it made me feel really, really good. And I really fell in love with Pilates, but that could be anything for you, you know, like just think about things that you always wanted to try out, or you
start a band.
Yeah, just oh my God. Yeah, even that, like just, I don't know, just do things that you maybe wouldn't have the time to normally.
Or that you wanted to do in the relationship, but never could or something.
Yeah, you just always kind of postponed it. But yeah, I think that's a good one. Yeah, a lot of people said yoga and stuff. All these yoga moms in here. Yeah, let yourself feel emotions. Yeah, that's what we already said.
And I think another one, I don't know, I think you've said it before, was like, because we've used the word emotional death. I think it's really important when you break up or going through a breakup is to grieve grieve the relationship. It's totally okay, because you know, you just lost someone, and like it's fine to like grieve the loss of the person, and it's also fine to grieve like the loss of the relationship itself, or like, I don't know, the image of what it could have been or something. It's like, you know, like it's fine, and it's totally okay to be sad about it. And
I think it's kind of like, yeah, it goes hand in hand with like the sit in your pain, like feel the sadness. It's okay to feel sad and then like let it go. Like it's like with grieving as well. You just like,
yeah.
Well, I guess, like I said, when you really lose a person like that and it's like family member, it's different because you will not never like fully leave that person. But I think in a relationship, it's just like being okay with that. You're losing a person, and it's okay to feel like that, but then trying to move on.
Yeah.
But definitely, like, don't try to just move on straight away, because that's just going to, like, postpone the break, like, the hurt, I feel like, the pain. It will eventually come back to you. Focusing on a personal future plans. I think that's actually one that really helped me as well. I think that's different for everyone, but for me, I was like, it was winter in Berlin, and I was like, oh, and it actually helped me sometimes to escape into like what I want to do in the future. Not necessarily like work wise, but like, oh, I want to go in this nice vacation. And then I like sat down and I planned vacations, because I knew when I'm going to this vacation, I'm going to feel better. And it gave me like this timeline. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I never actually went on this vacation. It was like, I'm going to go to Australia. I never really went, but it could also just be like imaginative. But like sometimes it's like also nice to just think about fun parts about the future that makes you like actually be joyous and like happy to be single again, or like embrace that life, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, absolutely. I agree. But it's also important to keep in mind that like, I don't, obviously again, depends on the phase where you're at in the relationship healing.
Yeah. Yeah. Not at the beginning thing. Again, but like, if you're like a little bit,
I don't know. Like right when you broke up, you're like, oh, so what are my goals for the future? Like,
no.
I don't think that's like physically or like emotionally possible. So be gentle, and the time will come where you will be motivated again and to sort of make those plans.
Yeah. I think it's more just like, the second step again. And then also when it's the second step, it's like more just like to get excited about the future. So you're not just sitting in like your pain, but have something to look forward to. Mm-hmm. I think that's more like what she meant with this. Mm-hmm. And then another one is, I can't find it, but I think it was, forgive them and yourself. You won't heal if you live with the anger about what happened. I think that really also depends on the person, but yeah, especially when you, for example, got cheated on, I think there's a lot of hatred going on or in all the situations where the other person really hurt the other person. Like obviously you're hurting each other when you're breaking up, but more just like if you actually like one, it was more like one-sided, like one person was really hurting the other person. And I think it's, I totally 100% agree that you should let go of that anger and that hatred, because it will not serve you. And at the beginning, maybe it's also okay to have this little bit of hate. It's human being to feel that hate. And same thing again, like sit in that emotion, but then let it go, because
it's not serving you if you kind of keep holding on to that anger.
Yeah. Holding a grudge against someone only hurts you more than the other person.
Exactly. I had to learn that as well in the last few weeks. If you're really angry with someone, it's only going to make you more angry and the other person, because you're feeling anger. Like obviously if you tell someone you're angry, they're going to know as well. But if you're only feeling that, it's an emotion, the other person can't physically feel that anger like yourself.
Yeah.
So it's only going to hurt you emotionally as well as maybe physically.
Yeah. And the other person will just be like moving on, and you'll just be like,
just in that kind of space.
Yeah. So definitely agree with that as well. I think
another one that I wrote down was,
yeah, I think that's also like the other ones were kind of the same as
all quite similar.
Yeah, all like funny ones, but no time for funny jokes here. Serious.
No, I think one of the ones that I wrote down as well, which like, you know, in the healing process is reflecting on the relationship, just sort of like, you know, writing down or talking about it, like, you know, what things worked in that relationship, what things can I take away from the relationship? What things like am I grateful for? What did I learn from the other person? And like, what moments did you love about the relationship? Good moments. And just in general, kind of doing that reflection is really, really important. Mm. And also just reflecting of, or like, obviously also the things that didn't work. So, you know, for future reference, or like, what do you not want in the future relationship, in future relationships? So I think just in general, kind of reflection process is really important. Mm. Obviously feeling emotions, like we said, feeling, grieving, but also reflecting is another part of the breakup equation.
What are your thoughts on blocking the person when you broke up with someone?
Blocking?
Like blocking them from like social media and stuff. Do you think that's a good step?
It depends on like, I would say like it's fine.
Mm.
Like I wouldn't do it myself, but like if it helps you and if it helps you heal and sort of try, like if it helps you process all those feelings, I think it's fine. Because like blocking them on social media, like it's just blocking them, you know, it's nothing serious in my eyes, at least.
I mean, you can also mute them. I think that's a new function on Instagram.
Yeah, mute is fine as well. Them. Yeah, mute. Just whatever helps you get away and heal.
Because I just think of that from like myself, but also from friends that I know, that a lot of them, like, it's just like so tempting to like watch the person's stories. Mm. Like I, as the person who was broken up with, I was like so like devastated. I mean, my ex-boyfriend, now boyfriend, when he broke up with me, he was also on tour, like as a musician. So I was just like constantly watching the stories, like what's happening, like what's going on, da, 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 da. Like, is he hooking up with another girl? Obviously he wouldn't post that, but you know what I mean? Like you're just like following the person's life. So it's kind of hard to let go.
Especially nowadays, like in times of social media, it's like, it just makes the process so much harder if you keep stalking the person. Like, it's not going to help you in any sort of way.
Yeah, it's not going to help you at all. Yeah.
And on the other hand, I don't think you should be offended if the person blocked you. Because, in my opinion,
it can also just be for, like, a time phrase. Or you could even just message them, like, hey, don't think this is a bad thing. I'm just blocking you so I'm not seeing your face on Instagram. I mean, and I guess it also depends how often they post.
I don't think you should be offended if you get blocked by someone, because it's just, they will have their reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just on social media, so.
Yeah. Or like I said, mute them so the other person won't see. But I think, yeah, it should be fine. I mean, I didn't do it back then.
Blocking is more radical.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if it helps the
person. You can be very extreme. Just like, I'm going to block you out of my life.
Out of my life.
Sometimes maybe that's what you need. Sometimes you'd be like, sorry.
Yeah.
Cut. But I mean, for me, it was like, I didn't block the person, which I probably, muting would probably been good. But I guess it also depends how strong you are, but I feel like, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm pretty strong.
It's so tempting.
Yeah, it's so hard. Because
to press a few buttons and be like, I'm just going to check
for
a few moments.
Yeah.
You know, like, no, you're just going to go back to square one, you know, like, if you're just so good in that kind of, in like, if you're healing so well and then just like one little temptation moment, it can just bring you back.
I think in general, like being less on your phone when you're breaking up with someone is a good thing.
Yes. Go inward. Solitude.
Yeah.
Just important. Like, honestly.
Like, because I feel like otherwise you're going to use it as a distraction. And like, I think it can really, like, I think for me, it was like, especially in the mornings and the evenings, I remember my routine was when I was breaking up, was like, I wasn't on my phone for
like
the first.
In prison or something.
No, I was just, I really like when I was so sad that I was like, I need to make a routine that it's going to bring me joy. So I was listening to so many podcasts on how to make a great morning routine. That's what I mean. Like, I actually figured out a lot of things that I am implementing now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I shouldn't be so, I was a bit like harsh on myself, I have to say. But one thing was like waking up early, doing Pilates and like journaling and all this stuff. And then I was like, I'm not going to use my phone for the first hour, which I think you should be more nice to yourself. I was, like I said, really harsh, but I think
be gentle.
Yeah, be gentle. But I think the leaving your phone away for an hour in the morning was so helpful for me, because what happens sometimes when I didn't do that was I went on Instagram and I looked at the story, and that determines your whole day.
Yeah.
Like my whole day was fucked when I saw something.
I don't know. And then you'll see something. I don't know if you see something and then you're like, oh, fuck. You know, like.
Yeah. And that just
ruins it. This person is doing this.
Yeah.
Like.
And then you can't focus on anything else.
Yeah.
For me, it was just like in my head this whole day. And you just keep like thinking about, I mean, in general, like for life, not just for breakups, I think that would be good routine to implement. But I think especially when you're going through breakups, you're very like easy to affect. Like you're very emotionally drained already. So I think if there's another thing.
Emotional as well, obviously. And like when you do, when you're very emotional, you do non-rational things.
Yeah. It's like throwing a stone in a glass house, is that how you say? Like you're already like very fragile and just one thing can like push you over the edge. So
just one story.
Those metaphors. It's like
one Instagram post.
Dun dun dun. Yeah, I know, but I think that's just like a random tip that I realized helped me, is like to just be less on my phone, especially in the morning and in the evening, so you can get some rest, because otherwise you just have sleepless nights.
Yeah.
Anyways. Any more tips? I feel like there's so many things you could do.
Yeah, but we can just talk and talk and talk and talk. And
but I think at the end of the day, it's just that you will be fine again.
Legit. Yeah. Like, even if you hate us when we say this, like, you'll be like, gonna be like, fuck off.
Hold on tight.
Yeah. You're gonna be fine.
Yeah. Like, you're gonna be maybe even better, you know? Like,
your heart is made to heal.
Yeah.
Like, forgive yourself. Your time. Be gentle. Like, emotions are difficult to deal with. It's a difficult time, but with the right tools and the right mindset, you will get through it.
Yeah. And
even
remember,
if it feels right now, like even if it feels like you're like dying and you will never ever be happy again, I'm telling you, you will. Honestly, that's what life is. It's you know, ups and downs.
But also imagine like you would only feel happiness all the time that you wouldn't actually appreciate it. So I think those sad moments are really there. I know that's such a cliche thing to say, but it's actually really there to show you. No, it's really there to show you what happiness is. And that's what I'm saying. Like the first moment after heartbreak where you feel joy again, I feel like that's ecstasy. Like you're actually just like, whoa, I'm myself again. At least that was it for me. Because for some people it might come a bit slower, but for me it was like a moment where I realized, oh my God.
If that moment doesn't come, that's fine as well. Like you will feel it in some sort of way.
Yeah.
Like,
find the joy in little things, hang out with your friends, focus on all the love that's around you and other things like your family, your friends.
And yourself.
Things that bring you happiness and yourself. Yes, of course. And you'll be...
I'm just going to, we're like struggling to end this episode again.
We're done.
No, but like we said, let's go back to the beginning. Breakups are strange. It's not called breakup for a reason. It's called breakup for a reason. Oh my God. Breaking something isn't very familiar to us. So it can feel like in my situation, unfamiliar and weird and strange. But like we said, you're going to be okay. That's what life is all about. It's about the human experience, and breakups are just part of it. And it's part of love. So let's just all,
accept it.
Yeah.
Move on. Let's do this. Okay.
But wherever you find yourself right now, if you're going through a breakup, if you're about to have a breakup, or if whatever happens,
you're just dating yourself.
It will be okay. Anyways.
We love you guys.
Nonetheless, have a good day.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Follow us on all the
Instagram,
platforms.
TikTok.
Yeah. And share it with a friend that's going through a breakup. Rate this episode. And we'll see you next episode.
Bye.